Voters in Missouri will decide whether to change the way teachers are evaluated and retained by school districts. Among other things, Amendment 3 would require teachers to be graded primarily on student performance data and put a 3-year limit on teacher contracts. There's no question the topic of teacher evaluations draws plenty of debate, but how are teachers currently being evaluated in Missouri? Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd.
The short answer is it depends on the school district. But starting this school year, teacher evaluations have to line up with 7 key principles. Joining me to break these down is St. Louis University education professor Alexander Cuenca. We're going to do this lightning round style, and you'll hear this class bell every time we move on to a new principle. Okay, so key principle number 1, the evaluation system needs to be based on research.
So this ensures that the evaluation system that is being used or developed by school districts has some grounding in research, that the practices that evaluators are using will lead to student growth, that has particular targets that will help educators grow and ultimately help students grow and develop.
Key principle number 2, it says use multiple ratings to differentiate levels of performance. What are we talking about here?
It acknowledges that a teacher is growing over time, that there's a difference between a first-year teacher and a 10-year veteran. What it requires is districts to develop observation plans and rating scales that follow a continuum of growth along the career of a teacher. So, for example, the Missouri Educator Evaluation System uses 4 levels: emerging, developing, proficient, and distinguished.
Key principle number 3, there needs to be some sort of a process for bringing on board new teachers.
Teachers generally last in the school 3 years, and a lot of that has been because of a lack of support at induction. And this principle requires that the evaluation system provide a significant amount of support for teachers in their first or second year, so that a teacher at the very beginning stage gets the support they need to sustain them across a career.
Key principle number 4, which actually districts don't have to start using until next school year, is measuring student outcomes.
It acknowledges that student outcomes are really important in any evaluation system. So we can use assessments that we normally think of that are associated with standardized testing, but we can also use evidence that a teacher uses in terms of their assessments in the classroom to show their performance and how kids are growing and learning in their classroom.
Okay, so principle number 5 is providing meaningful feedback on performance to teachers.
So this is ensuring that a conversation occurs between a teacher and their administrator regarding what their expectations are, perhaps what the outcome was of the observation, and that there is an opportunity for growth, and that there's an opportunity for collaboration between the administrator and the teacher, and that there's this meaningful feedback. I think that's the key word there, is meaningful for the educator so that they can continue to grow in the profession.
Key principle number 6 is actually training the observers, so the administrators, how to observe their teachers.
There are many things that are going on at the same time in the classroom. This just makes sure that principals have some kind of training, some kind of training system, some kind of background in evaluation, but more specifically ongoing training in what you're looking for and how they can improve as evaluators.
All right, so here is the 7th and final key principle. Utilize results to inform decisions.
This is pretty straightforward. The performance evaluation must be used in some way, shape, or form to understand if the teacher continues, if the teacher needs more professional development, what we're going to do with teachers, and what personnel decisions we're going to make with them. This system should inform those decisions for principals, for superintendents, for school boards.
All right, we made it through all 7 principles. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
At this time, all students and staff are dismissed.